Dane Allred's Rules of Engagement, Dental Hijinks. I'm not really sure why I believe the story I always tell everyone about why I have the world's worst teeth. It's not that my mouth is disfigured or that they are all rotting away in my head, but I doubt there is a tooth in my head that has not had dental work done on it. The story I always tell is that when I was weaned, my mother gave me a bottle of Coke to suck on instead. I can never remember there not being Coca-Cola in the house as I was growing up, and all that was asked of me is that I not drink too much. I seriously think I had at least 16 ounces a day during my entire childhood, but it was probably just a drink or two from the open bottle in the refrigerator every day. My mother told me my third word was my word for Coca-Cola, num num. I had so many decaying teeth growing up that the dentist must have scheduled regular appointments for me every 3 months. At least, that's what it felt like, and to top things off, I learned at an early age the incredible pain associated with root canals. I think I had my first one at 8 or 9, but it couldn't have been any later than 10 or 11. One of the strange things about having root canals early and often is that I did get a fair amount of tolerance to pain, which may explain the rest of my life experiences. It's not that I've ever intentionally hurt myself or ever wanted to, but for some reason, into each life a little pain must fall. For those of you who have had none, I think I have received what you missed. The dentist's office even had a particular smell that I've always associated with pain, and I have to force myself to relax whenever I sniff that scent of numbing agent. Even just walking past a dentist's office in a business complex can make my body start to tense up. So I've learned many techniques for coping with the drill and the needle. Of course, I've already told the dentist and you that I can't see a needle coming toward me, or we're going to have problems. But once I get into that peaceful place where I've convinced myself that this too will end, if I but endure, then I can sit back and make fun of myself and my petty complaints. With literally dozens of cavities filled in many root canals, there's not really one episode of pain that stands out in my mind, but one experience with a root canal did convince me that using gas for these procedures is probably not the best idea for me. I was in Spanish Fork one summer and needed some emergency. Can you need emergency root canals? I needed some emergency root work done. Once the dentist saw what kind of a melange of filled cavities and former root canals he was facing, he turned to his favorite tool for managing pain, laughing gas, nitrous oxide. It really was like a scene from Little Shop of Horrors, and believe me, you really do feel like laughing. Here I was about to have the root scraped out of my tooth with tiny rat tail rasps, which look like wire. If you've ever had toothache pain associated with a bad cavity, which is near the root, you know what I'm talking about. There is no more focusing and sharp pain, which goes immediately to your brain, than root canal digging. And you are talking to someone who is very closely associated with many, many different types of pain. This is the kind that makes you stand straight up from a prone position. The great thing about gas is you can reach a point where you really don't care what is going on, and you are only vaguely aware of someone playing around with your mouth, but you don't much care about that either. I hope the next part is not the typical experience with nitrous oxide, but it was enough to scare me out of having gas ever again. I think the dentist may have used a bit too much gas on me because I actually had an out-of-body experience while sitting in the dentist chair. I didn't see a bright light or tunnel or any of my dead relatives, but I did see a strange situation taking place in front of me. It seemed like there were two people wrangling for space around a third person, and they seemed very interested in getting their hands as far down the throat of that third person as they could. It made me laugh because it looked so comical. Here were two adults struggling over some poor kid. I laughed to myself again and was thankful that it wasn't me sitting in that chair. And then I noticed that I had a very strange perspective on the whole affair. I seemed to be floating in the corner of this room, looking down at these three stooges. It was strange to be looking down on the scene, and I understand what it must be like to be 8 feet tall and looking down on the entire population. Then slowly, ever so slowly, the realization dawned on me that it was me sitting in that chair, and that the dentist and his nurse were trying their best to pull the root out of my tooth, apparently by reaching into my mouth all the way down to my ankles. I was seeing myself being worked on, and the best or worst part of all of this is that I didn't care. They could have dismembered me, and I would have watched calmly, wondering how that poor devil, I mean me, could stand the pain. I've never had gas again for a tooth because of that experience, and I'm trying my very hardest to stay out of the hospital and face that anesthesia again. You won't think this is true, as you've heard the rest of my mostly self-inflicted aches and pains. One of the truly delightful things about having rotting teeth is that you develop a special skill called eating on one side of your mouth. I didn't realize I had been doing this my whole life until I grew up and actually got control of the cavity situation. All you have to do is find a comfortable place to chew in your mouth. If one side hurts, just eat on the other. I got so good at eating on one side of my mouth that sometimes people would comment on the wad in the side of my mouth, and I would just shrug and tell them I had a toothache on the other side. There was always more room for food, and even though I must have resembled some kind of a half chipmunk, I was content to endure the pain until it was absolutely necessary to get it fixed. I was so fearful of the dentist and his collection of needles as I was growing up that I would let teeth get abscessed before I would admit to the pain. What this meant at the dentist's office was much more pain than I really needed to endure. If I'd taken care of it earlier, it probably would have just been another filling. When I waited this long, there were abscesses and root canals, which involved taking small files and scraping out what's left of the root of your tooth. Very painful indeed. Did I already say I have 9 or 10 root canals? I think I covered that already. I still get cavities today. A lifetime of sweets is hard to kick, but I do go to the dentist faster now, and if there is any pain in my mouth, I get it taken care of right away. I can actually eat on either side of my mouth whenever I feel like it, and I don't have to worry about eating on the wrong side. Perhaps some of my relatives have the correct answer to dental pain. Just get all of your teeth pulled and get dentures. Then all you have to worry about is where you left your teeth the night before.